I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. As we prepare to change the calendar to a new year, hunters and anglers in West Virginia hoping to fish in the next few weeks, they'd better be changing their license to a new year as well. I'll have more on that coming up in a moment.
You know, some people think that hunting is just sitting around waiting for a deer to walk by. Hunting is the original outdoor challenge. You'll test yourself physically and mentally against the elements. It's intense, exhilarating, and every day is an adventure. Whether you take a shot or not.
Not what you expected? Then give hunting a try. Plan your adventure today at huntinfo.org.
West Virginia's hunting and fishing license operate on a calendar year rather than a fiscal year as they do in some other states. Therefore, your current license will expire with a countdown on Saturday night. Doris Pringle supervises licensing for the DNR and tells us that's a pretty important thing to keep in mind if you have any New Year's Day or New Year's week hunting plans.
The license that they have now expires December 31st, and if they're going to do any waterfowl hunting or rabbit hunting or anything like that, the license is not any good. It's not valid. So they need to buy the new license, and they need to look at the price increases that we've had and the type of licenses that they need, because we have changed and did away with certain types.
As Doris mentioned, for the first time since 1989, the cost of hunting and fishing license in West Virginia are going up.
The sportsman's license did increase to $33, but we do not have a waterfowl stamp any longer, so they're not required to purchase that if they're going to be waterfowl hunting. They will need to purchase a federal migratory waterfowl stamp, though. And we have some different types of hunting licenses if they're not interested in the sportsman any longer. If they buy just the base Class A hunting license, they can use that for all small game, but if they're going to do any big game hunting or turkey hunting in the spring, then they have to purchase a big game stamp.
Now, Pringle says even with the increase, the sportsman's option is still a very good bargain if you like to take advantage of all of West Virginia's hunting and fishing pursuits.
The $33, we would encourage anyone to purchase that hunts and fishes, because that's the better bargain. It includes all of your big game and small game.
However, if you're only going to hunt small game, the individual license is also going up as too.
All of them increased. The hunting license, just the individual hunting, was $11 last year, and it's $18 now. So all of the licenses did take an increase except for the junior sportsman.
But as always, you can avoid all the end-of-the-year confusion with the increase and just buy yourself a lifetime license.
Sure. And the prices haven't increased on that. They will. We don't have a definite date on that, so that would be the better buy.
As always, you can buy your new license right now over the internet at wvhunt.com or at nearly 70 electronic license agents around the state, and also a number of vendors still using the old paper system. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.